Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 344 of our classic podcast from March of 2003. Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. And this was just before the Iraq War started, and there was a lot of anti-French sentiment in the air, I guess because the French didn't want to join us in our battle plans for Iraq. Anyway, there was a whole thing about, you remember, freedom fries and just take French out of everything. Larry Grover had a unique form of protest. He felt that because the French thought of themselves as the inventors of fine lovemaking, that Larry endorsed the idea that Americans would reject French lovemaking and go the clean American route. For instance, Larry proposed having an egg timer next to the bed when you had sex. Anything that was anti the libertine French style and more in keeping with a puritanical American style, Larry felt that this was a very, very effective protest. Yeah, sure. So let's listen to Larry in all of his good, crisp, clean sex form. All of his glory, Larry Grover here from March of 2003, episode 344 of the Classic Podcast.
Should we boycott French products? Is it effective? Is it something that is fair? Is it fair to French business people? Is it fair to American business people? We've been discussing this all week long with Larry Grover, the former chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County. He joins us from Culver City, California, to talk about the prospects of a French product boycott as the result of their lack of support for our war on terror. Larry, thank you for joining us again.
It's always my pleasure, Phil. It's great to be on the program with you.
The French have promised to use their veto power in the Security Council.
I've seen that.
What do we do?
Well, one thing we don't need are unimaginative boycotts, Phil, and I discussed this earlier with you. But let me tell you something that we have organized. Jack Gandolf and Bill Munson, who are two members, ancillary members of our steering committee, have done some great work on the Internet. If I may, Phil.
Go ahead.
The French, traditionally, are very proud of the fact that they invented the modern sexuality, modern lovemaking. The French, we think of lovemaking and sex when we think of the French, and I suppose that's one area where they have contributed. I am not happy with the fact that they have ownership, but I've tried to accept it. But it's always bothered me when, for instance, I was married to Kathy, and I'm trying to be as delicate as I can, but when we made love, it was always there in the back of my mind that you're basically doing something that the French refined and invented, or invented and refined, is had to get the cart before the horse. And it bothered me. It created problems between Kathy and me, and I spoke with my with my internist about it, a doctor of mine about it.
Was it affecting your function with your wife?
Yes, it was. Nonetheless, it was there, and it was a fact. But I've decided to turn a disadvantage into an advantage. The fact that the French invented sex as we know it can be turned into an advantage for us. And that's something that we have been planning in the planning stages for 3 months on. And that's for every American man and woman to abstain from sexual contact until the French come around on this thing and vote our way in the Security Council sends a very effective message to the French nation that the American people are not slaves to sexual contact and that we will not engage in something that the French have ownership of, even if it means not having physical contact with the people that we love. Because every time you have sex in the United States, there's a Frenchman who is saying in that French way, ooh la la, you know, vive la amour and all of that.
Well, what will that do? What effect would that have on the French?
Well, it'll show the French that just because they invented sex...
And when you say invented sex, what you mean is they've invented romance and sex.
They invented the modern romantic aspect of sex, yeah. The French invented romance is basically what I'm saying.
All right, how will that hurt them if we abstain from sex here in America?
It will show the French that just because they invented sex, we don't have to be brainwashed into doing it. And as such, we'll show them how much contempt we have for them in a very effective way. It's a gamble, but one that pays huge dividends because the French will be stunned that we have taken the one thing they have credit for and we have rejected it, and they'll be knocked back on their heels. We will reject sexual contact between American men and women, as well as our gay friends rejecting sexual contact as well. And I think, Phil, the French, when they see that we are standing there and saying, you know something, we're not going to have sex with each other because you people think you invented sex and love until you come around to this vote of the United Nations.
Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. An unusual boycott proposed that American men, women, and everybody abstain from sexual contact to show the French that we're not going to do what they invented, which is romance.
Correct.
Can you articulate what you mean when you say the French have invented modern lovemaking and sex?
Can I articulate? Well, let's start with this, Phil. French kiss. French stockings.
Okay.
French maid outfits. French ticklers. The phrase, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Bonbons, chocolates, the quiche pie. All of these translate into a sensual and sexual French influence. And I'll tell you, we can get over 100 million adults to refrain from sex or sexual contact. I think it'd be a proud moment for America. And it would throw the French for a loop. And it would be the boldest statement for patriotism we've yet to make.
1-800-449-8686. Should we abstain from sex as a way of showing our displeasure with the French, since they invented romance and, for the most part, the modern view of sex? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Larry Grover.
So, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
We have deemed it anti-American to have sex until the French join in on this war in Iraq. So I can tell you, you can have sex, but every time you have sex, think of the American GI, think of the American airman, think of the American Marine who will lose his life as the result of you pampering the French and allowing the Iraqis to drag this out to the point where we've got American men in harm's way. So go ahead and have at it. But every time you, we like to say, every time you get busy, a man dies.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Can I ask a question right now, Larry?
Yeah.
What does voulez-vous...
It's voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir. It's a French saying, and it's about some kind of a sex act, which is degenerate to some degree.
When you say degenerate, what do you mean? That was a song by...
It was a song originally by Lady Marmalade, and then, of course, it was redone at the Grammys a year and a half ago by Pink, Maya, Christina Aguilera, and I think it was Lil' Kim. The phrase, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, is a French phrase indicating a degenerate sexual act. And it is an illegal sexual act in the United States.
What, are we talking about sodomy?
I don't want to be specific, but it is a request to engage in that kind of act, and they are talking to a prostitute. It could be a male prostitute, it could be a female, it could be man on man, woman on woman, man on woman. I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. All right, so that's what that means. It's a French phrase.
Phil, my wife, Kathy, I can tell you this because I'm so much better today as a human being. My wife, Kathy, and I think back on how insecure I was, she had complaints about our sexual life together, and the reason for that was she had spent a summer in Paris before we got married studying at the Sorbonne as a student.
The Sorbonne is a university in Paris.
Yes. And apparently she met some guy... some French guy who introduced her to the way that the French do it. And it was tough, but I don't think I ever had a prouder day when the day came that I refused to let her get on top of me, which was something she'd learned from this French guy. And I remember her trying to mount me, and I said, no, you don't, Kathy. I love my country. And she knew she was dealing with a real man and a real American. And that's the point. I love Kathy, but the French need to be held to account.
And all right, so you and your wife are separated.
My wife and I have been separated for 4 years. But when she tried to assume a sexual position, which was strictly a French, obviously French invention.
I don't want to get into graphic sexual positions here, but are you telling me that a woman on top of a man is French?
It is. Many of these things are French influenced. Many of these things are French generated. The matrix and the promulgation of many of the sexual, quote, positions, end quote, are French.
All right, so she got on top and...
I told her, I said, you get on top of me, and you are beginning to get very close to a desecration of the American flag.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good afternoon. How are you? Look, this guy's talking. Can he hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay, you're talking about boycotting sex. Now, I can understand if you boycott the champagne and the chocolate and their stinky-ass cheese they got. I mean, that they can see when you boycott this. How are they going to know if you're boycotting sex?
Because we tell them, because we publicize, because we let it be known. That the one thing they think they're so proud of, inventing romance and sex, is not engaged in by the American people. They will absolutely be stunned. I think they expect a boycott of wine and cheese. But they will never suspect that we would have the guts to take sex and throw it right back in their face. And speaking of spelling like cheese.
Okay, look, my turn. I think you have some issues. I mean, I can stand here and tell you I'm not having sex, but hey, I could be nailing everybody except for, you know, my neighbor's wife and the dog.
If you want to lie, then, you know, look, you know, when you take an oath and you get up on the stand and you say I'll tell the truth, you could lie there too. But the oath that you take between yourself and God is an oath that you take between yourself and God.
Okay, and you know what? That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire 35 years on this earth.
What is?
The idea of boycotting sex?
Let me clue you in on something, Brian. In about 9 months, we'll know who was lying about not having sex. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I don't know. My lady, you know, she's been fixed. I took her and had her spayed, so it's not like anybody's going to be able to prove anything anyway.
All right. Thanks very much, Brian, but, forgive me. Are you straight?
All right. Not necessary, all right?
I'm just asking.
No, I'm extremely straight.
All right.
Are you looking for a date?
No, but you have a vocal manner that is reminiscent, and forgive me.
No, I think you're trying to project here. I think you're trying to project. Actually, I think it's you. You're tired of it hurting when you sit down, so you're trying to get everybody to boycott.
Well, you can be as
you can catch your break.
You can be very funny, but you can be as un-American as you want. That's
I am
business.
Not un-American. I
you
am extremely
kill,
American.
You want to kill GI?
I am a conservative Republican.
You want to kill
him? Not an idiot.
Do you want to kill GIs? Is that what you want to do?
I don't see how having sex is going to kill our guys.
Every time you have sex, you let the French, already cowards, hide a little bit further and a little bit further from the brutal truth of what needs to be done in this world, and you kill a GI.
Okay.
So I hope you have fun when you're looking down and you're putting an ashtray on your wife's back. And
okay, I don't need the graphic, please.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Okay, look. Take your aluminum foil hat off and tune in with the rest of the world, dude.
All right.
You're paranoid and ignorant.
If you commit the act of sexual penetration, you might as well fly another plane into a building. And what I'm trying to get you to see is as long as we are kowtowing to these French and their cowardly ways, we're never going to affect the changes that we want in the Middle East.
All right, listen.
I see the point you're trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is you need to be medicated and put into a room with nothing sharper than a pillow.
If you disagree with me, why don't you come out and say it?
I disagree with you. That's stupid.
Because I don't know what you're getting at.
What am I getting at?
All right, listen, Brian, your car phone's breaking up, and I think you made some great points. We got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. As we continue to discuss the boycott of French products, Larry Grover, a former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, believes that they're all very unimaginative. What we need to do is boycott the one thing that the French invented and that the French have refined, and that's lovemaking. Don't have sex. And throw it right back in the French people's faces, and in so doing, they'll be stunned. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism. We'll be right back.
give us sex, Phil. We're handing it right back on the end of a boot.
Okay, I've got with me Larry Grover, who believes that boycotting the sex act really shoves it right back up the French you-know-what.
Right up the old joy, joy passage.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Geraldine. Go ahead, Geraldine.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I'm actually French, but voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir doesn't mean, it doesn't refer to any act whatsoever. It just means, do you want to sleep with me tonight? So that was my first point.
My understanding, it was an invitation to a degenerate sex act.
Yes, but it has nothing to do with any sexual position whatsoever. Doesn't.
Can I be very, can I be blunt?
Yes.
My understanding was it was an invitation to anal sex.
No, it's not. The lady just said.
No, it was not.
No, it's not.
Not at all. Nothing at all.
You'll forgive me, Geraldine. I'm sure you're a nice lady, but because you are French, I think you probably have reason to mislead me.
My second point is, if you think not having sex is going to change anything in French people's mind, you're wrong. And I'm probably more American at heart than any of American people out there, but it's not going to change anything. French
Geraldine,
people
are
not going to be hurt whatsoever by doing it, so I think
French
it's really
Canadian?
Irrelevant.
Are you French Canadian or are you French?
No, I'm French from France.
When the French see that we're boycotting sex, they'll be completely devastated, I believe, because it's the only thing they've contributed to mankind.
Not at all. I don't feel bad. I'm still going to get some.
Well, I'm sure you'll get some if you have enough money in your purse. But here
to an American, so it'll be fine. Trust
me. You're married to an American. Phil, I think
correct.
This lady is French intelligence trying to misinform the United States. And I say that with due respect, Geraldine. I know that you are a lady who is probably a nice person, but I'm not for a moment fooled into thinking that you are a regular French citizen living here.
There's a lot more.
Wait a minute.
Regular French people,
wait
at least I know that most of the people that I know over in France feel the same way I do.
Are you working for French intelligence, yes or no? Are you working for French intelligence, yes or no?
Come on.
I'm sorry?
Do you work for any arm of the French intelligence service?
No, I'm not. Not at all. Trust me.
Now, you understand, Geraldine, because you're French, taking it in the back door is natural.
Okay, come on. Understand you're talking to a lady, please.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're old enough to be my father. So.
Wait a minute, is your husband in a wheelchair? Because only somebody messed up would want to sleep with a French woman.
Okay, you got the opportunity now to start insulting this woman because of her nationality? Is that it?
Get you. You were on the air a half hour ago talking about boycotting French products.
I'm not indicting this individual woman. Okay.
You know, can
I ask a question? And I say that. Yeah. What is with the armpits? Are you going to shave them finally?
You know,
you probably have heard all these jokes, haven't you, Geraldine?
Yeah, I have, and you know, I found them amusing myself.
What's that, dear?
I found them amusing myself, you know, but what am I going to say? People like you are ignorant people, and...
I'm ignorant. I look at this... Are you putting me on? You realize that the French people, when they see that I'm not getting any, they'll be crushed.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Why
that's
not?
Where you're wrong. You'll be crushed. You'll be horny for the rest of your life, and French people will still get some.
Yes, but they'll be seeing Americans.
What is it going to do to them? They don't care. They don't care what you do.
How come the French men don't shave down there, and it looks like they got on wool shorts?
You know.
All right. Look.
You don't have a point.
Ma'am, I do have a point.
That just proves your ignorance even more, so whatever.
I think you said, are you short?
I'm sorry?
Are you a short one? Are you a short lady? 5 foot what?
5 foot one.
You sound cute. You sound almost pixie-ish.
I'm sorry?
You sound like you're kind of a little, you know, French doll.
Okay, so now what are we doing, Larry? You picking her up? I thought you were putting down sex.
I am. I just want to know what would attract an American man to her.
There's a lot of beautiful French women.
I can put him on the phone if you'd like, and he'll tell you.
Okay, as soon as you take him off the ventilator, that'd be great. Now,
all right, look, Geraldine, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Geraldine,
thank
a tip
so
of the beret to you. Now make a goat sound for me, will you?
Okay,
I'm
that's,
sorry?
Never mind, dear. Thank you for your call, Geraldine.
Thank you.
What a rude son of a bitch you are.
Mr. Henry, we're at war in the French...
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. If we boycott sex, that'll show the French, because it's the one thing that they've contributed to the world. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
There have been many discussions about boycotting a variety of French products. The gentleman we have on the line with us, Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, believes that boycotting the act of sex, the act of lovemaking, will hurt the French in that it was something that they refined and developed. I have to ask you that, Larry, why wine, boycotting wine or boycotting cheese and these things would not work?
High and mighty. About having...
Could you repeat that again, because we didn't hear it?
I was going to say the French are all high and mighty about having invented sex. But one of the things that they don't count on is the American spirit. Something that has been alive for 200-plus years, Phil. As Americans, we can hold it and not play with it or anything for weeks. And I think it's something to be proud of. And I can tell my French friends that are listening in, and you know they're listening in, you know that French intelligence monitors American radio and television. Let me just say this loud and clear for all of my beret-wearing friends sitting in trucks and monitoring eavesdropping equipment. My wife learned a thing or two from one of your kind in Paris during her school days back in the early 80s. But not once in the 10 years of our marriage did I allow her to use any of it in bed with us.
Is that it?
That's it.
Here is Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I'm not young. I'm 45. I'm well-educated.
Well, you're as young as a day, dear.
I've been to France, and I'm happily married. I don't believe that the French will really care if we have sex or not. And I believe that this gentleman, and I use the term loosely, basically had some problems previously with the French and his marriage, and that he's now using the problem with France as an excuse for starting this whole campaign.
Ma'am, the French invented something called the French tickler because they didn't think American men could please women. See, that's an insult. That's an insult to us.
Well,
it's a slap to our face. That is a slap so hard it draws blood.
I think it's just a personal preference. I think that there are very many American people that have sex in their head. I think it's just you have some personal issues from your marriage, and you're taking them to an extreme extent. I don't believe the French will
Susan, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you?
Stop you?
Well, no, you can stop me. I won't talk if you don't want me to talk.
Well, I think you know what your problems are.
No, ma'am.
And I think that you need to deal with the issues.
Yes, I do need to deal with the issue, and the issue is Saddam Hussein and his puppy dogs in Paris who, you know, wander around him like dogs waiting for fresh meat.
Well, I think the Saddam Hussein issue is definitely different from your lack of sex, and I'm very sorry for
you. Can I say something? Susan, there was a phrase that was invented in France. You probably heard it when you were over in France. Nothing speaks more clearly, I think, to the sexual degeneracy of the French and their feeling of superiority to us. And it goes like this. I see London. I see France. I see Susan's underpants.
You know, I never heard that phrase when I was over there. I think I heard it in America as a small child, as a little tease when children were playing games. But when I was in France, I believe I was treated respectfully as I deserved. And I think that, once again, I go back to the phrase, why would they care?
The fact that
you're not having sex, I'm very sorry for you.
No, don't feel sorry. I do it with... And when I do decide that I will have sex again, I make love as an American. It is clean. It is respectful. I use an egg timer so that I am not in any way, shape, or form Well, if the lady...
Egg timer?
If the lady finds our troops being in harm's way funny, then okay. I don't
find our troops being funny because I'm very American and I am very behind our president. I am very supportive of our troops.
I got to ask the same question Susan asked. What do you mean an egg timer?
I do not overstay my welcome in a woman. You know, I don't want to use graphic language, but I don't overstay my welcome.
What do you mean overstay your welcome? What are you talking about?
Is that bizarre, or is it just me?
No, that's okay. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead.
No, Larry.
Go ahead. Make fun of me. Laugh at the American. Laugh at the patriot. Go ahead. It's fine.
I'm married to an American, and I would laugh if he took out an egg timer when we were together.
Are you from France?
No, I'm not. And no one in my family is.
What do you mean an egg timer? I don't understand.
I do not believe in disrespecting a woman. 3 minutes. You're out. You're done. The sheets are washed and bleached. She can get back into her clothes and get back to what she's doing. I don't disrespect women. I said it for three minutes.
That's romantic. Very romantic.
When I said it for 3 minutes. Thank you. I said it for 3 minutes. And when it dinged...
She was kidding.
I'm sorry. That's so... Just so
right, that's
bizarre.
Still, Susan, that's fine. You can laugh at me because... History, I think, will exonerate me. I set the egg timer for 3 minutes, and when it dings, I kiss her on the forehead, I shower, and I get dressed.
And leave, because I'm sure by then she wants you out of there. If my husband ever took out an egg timer, I believe I would want him... I wouldn't even allow that.
I'm sorry, dear, I didn't hear that. Your car phone broke up. Say it again.
I'm just saying, I cannot imagine having an egg timer that... pretty much takes away from the romance, and I believe that's pretty un-American.
Well, if your husband ever did that, what would you do?
I guess I'm out of range.
Okay, your egg timer must have gone off.
All right, that's fine. What a jackass.
Look, Susan, you spent time in France, so your standards have been lowered. I understand you're still listening. You probably allow that husband of yours to saddle up. And I feel that that is a French creation... And
I really gotta say, an egg timer, having sex with an egg timer, it's gotta be the biggest bummer that any woman is ever gonna go through, man. I mean, and if you did that once, there wouldn't be a second time.
How do you know? Because that's exactly what happened.
Well, how is it you got four kids?
You know what? Maybe those kids aren't all mine.
Yeah!
The first minute I go quarter speed, the second minute half speed, and then the third minute full throttle. I'll tell you what, man, I'm a pipeline son of a bitch.
Okay, that's great. You're bringing some lumber, huh, dude?